if by some terror we had nothing left of the Gospels or of the New Testament except these verses from today's Gospel, we would still be able to understand who Jesus really was for us and for the world entire. The leper approaches Jesus. We need to get up and move towards Jesus to be able to fully encounter him. Yes, he has taken the entire distance from heaven to earth in the incarnation. But there are some steps that belong to us alone, in whatever state we might be, to come to Jesus. And there to place ourselves in front of him and to ask for healing. To simply ask for healing. And one of the great marvels of today's Gospel is that without thinking, before there is even a word on his mouth, Jesus stretches out his hand and does the unthinkable for his own culture and society. He touches the leper. Such a thing would automatically lead Jesus to be regarded as a leper. And it would take an amount of time, we hear that in the first reading, for this to be disproved. But during that time, Jesus is the leper. But what a marvel happens. Instead of Jesus becoming like the leper in terms of disease, the leper experiences healing. And those most important words of Jesus, "Of course I will it. Of course I want to heal you. Of course I have touched you already. You might not even have noticed it, but I have touched you already. Of course I will to heal you. You need not have the slightest doubt that I am here on this earth, present to all humanity, to heal." And so the leper rises. And Jesus warns him not to say anything. But the leper can't. Once you have been released, once your horizons have opened up to new life and a new sense of community, for immediately the leprosy leaves the leper, he can once again be a part of human society. He was amongst the living dead. He was dead. And Jesus restored him to life and to community. A restoration of which each one of us is capable. And then, because the leper goes announcing the good news, announcing Jesus' touch and will to heal, Jesus, in fact, has to change places with the leper. Jesus now lives and has to stay on the outskirts, as the lepers had to, because he cannot approach the cities out of fear of being mocked. But now the place that was dangerous, the place of the outskirts, the place where the lepers hang out, become the place where people go for healing, where people go to encounter Jesus in all his healing, and most importantly in this particular text, his compassion. Because Jesus touches that leper, touches us, because he is moved with compassion. In Greek, splanchnitsomai. And that is something. One can't even call it an emotion. One can't even call it a feeling. It is simply a total response drawn from the deepest part of Jesus, of that part where God and humanity are totally united for the healing of all humanity. And from that depth of the inside, Jesus reaches out, touches the leper, and changes places with him. Being now found on the outside, on the outskirts, in the places that people fear, in fact, there the healing of Jesus is to be found. And with this exchange between Jesus and the leper, we already see the shadow of the cross. The shadow of the cross is there because the leper is living a living death. And Jesus restores him to life and takes on living in the places where the living dead survive. Jesus taking our leprosy upon himself is already wrapped up in this text. All of salvation history, all of Jesus's actions, all of the cross and all of the resurrection is already wrapped up in this encounter between Jesus and the leper, where the outcast enters the heart of God, which jumps out at the leper, bringing healing and bringing the need to talk about that experience, to announce the experience so that others can find Jesus. Not now amongst the high and mighty in this part of Mark's Gospel, but on the outskirts, on the peripheries of life and experience. There Jesus is still to be found. There the healing touch of Jesus is still being felt by so many who have taken those few steps to find Jesus, place themselves at his feet, and ask for healing. This gospel simply encourages us to take those steps. Take those steps to the periphery. Take those steps to the dark and scary places and know that Jesus is already there, bringing healing and a new life. The dark and scary places of ourself and the dark and scary places of society, because each one of us as believers, each one of us already has had this sort of experience with Jesus, where we have experienced his heart leaping out at us and bringing us a new wholeness in some or other aspect of our lives. And now we can announce, now we can go into the peripheries as bearers of Christ to touch the very heart of God and bring new life to all whom we encounter. Amen.